Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Over the past couple of months, I've been kind of doing eschatology. I love eschatology. We looked at the millennium. We looked at, if you'll start from the very beginning a few months ago, we looked about who Satan was and the characteristics of Satan. We looked at angels. We looked at the Antichrist. Remember the study of the Antichrist? We had about 3 weeks of study of Antichrist. Then we went to the millennium, and then the resurrections and the different times of the resurrection. Did all of that. Kind of a future thing. I'm looking for the resurrection. And I think of, every time I think of that, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I believe Jesus could come at any moment. And so with all that, I want to kind of capsulize in one lesson, try to finish up, because I'm praying. I told Latrice here while we were in Haiti, I've been going through the book of Ephesians. And I think in next week or two, I'm still praying about it, about going through the book of Ephesians verse by verse. Every book of the Bible is pregnant with information. You know, we've gone through Romans, we go through Genesis, we're going through Philippians, we've gone through Revelation, all these others, but we have not gone through Ephesians, six wonderful chapters. So I want to try to gear our minds toward the book of Ephesians. So this may be my last lesson on here. If not, we'll finish it next week, because I hadn't even started. And I've got 2 pages of notes that I wanted to share with you. But what I wanted to share with you this morning, we think about eschatology, the doctrine of last things. Turn me to Titus chapter number 2, verse number 13. This will be our launching pad this morning. Titus chapter number 2, verse number 13. You know by now that I believe the Bible teaches that Jesus could come at any moment. That word is an imminent mentality. The word is imminent. The word imminent means not that he would come, but that he could come. It's an overshadowing, if you will, that the Lord's coming could be at any moment. Again, a lot of people, there's a growing number in the ranks of even Baptist people who think that we're going to go through part or all the tribulation period. The Bible nowhere teaches that, by the way. Just to add, while you're finding Titus 2:13, the Bible not one place tells us to look for the Antichrist. But over and over and over and over again, the Bible tells us to look for the Christ. Look for Christ. And we see it right here in Titus 2:13. And we're told, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And boy, this is another wonderful. People have a problem saying that Jesus Christ is God, very God. So many verses that declare Jesus to be God. And this is one of a multitude of verses that declares Jesus to be God, very God. And this is one of them. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the great God. So with that, he is our hope. I said this before at the very beginning of our study in eschatology. We talked about the coming of the Lord. So you have in your mind, and I learned this from Dad and a fellow by the name of Dr. Rick Adams, who probably learned it from other people who learned it from other people. Nothing new under the sun, nothing new. If I come up and say, ooh, I found something new in the Bible, nothing new. All right, you might have just looked at it from a different light and all, but if somebody comes with you, hey, I've got a revelation from you, something, that, be careful, all right? But Dr. Adams, Daddy, always would say this about that the rapture, Jesus comes for his saints. The revelation, Jesus comes with his saints. In other words, there's a 7-year tribulation period in there. We'll be up in heaven. And so have that in your mind. The rapture, the translation of saints, is when Jesus comes for his saints. We're looking for that time even today. And then in Revelation 19:11, Jesus comes with his saints. That's when he comes on that white horse. And that vast army follows him. And I always think about this every time. There's a lot of people who've never been on a horse before in their life. Hey, when we come with Jesus on Revelation, you're going to be on a horse. Even if you never rode one before, Maybe God will give you horse riding lessons for next 7 years, how that works. But anyway, that's the revelation where Jesus comes with his saints to set up his kingdom, the millennial reign of Christ. And so we see that 1,000 years. So when we think about the coming of Christ, I have just a quick outline here. How do we know he's coming? Number one, Jesus said he was. That's enough for me, by the way. Jesus said, I'm coming again, John chapter 14, verse number 3. And you know, this is one of my favorite passages of scriptures. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. How do we know Jesus is coming? He said so. Number two, how do we know? Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, there's two men appearing. Jesus ascended up in heaven. And I love this. Doug and him sings this sometime about that. What's the name of that song? That preacher kind of does that message. This same Jesus, which, what's the name of that song?
This same Jesus,
okay. That literally, it says, it's saying, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? And I love that word gazing. The word gazing, I'm not a Greek scholar, but I looked, it's kind of this away. They were astonished. Jesus is standing right there before them, and he, and they look, and here's these two men appearing in white apparel. You'll get that on the way home. They're standing white apparel. You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing, looking at God? This same Jesus, he's coming back. So those two men, were they the two witnesses? Who were these two men? Could they have been Moses and Elijah? Very well could have been. Could they have been angels? Could have been. I don't know. The Bible does not say. Or it could just be two ordinary, regular guys. I don't know. But the point is, there were two men. Let me say this. You can tell I'm full of it this morning. I've been out of this pulpit for a while, okay? I thought I used to know everything. These young preachers, we have five young preachers that sit on this, young guys. And I told every one of them this Wednesday night, they were all sitting here. And some were at the funeral yesterday. I said, get your passport. I want them all to go on a trip, okay? Get you, and they need to go. Anyway, when I was a young preacher, Doug was never like this, Daniel, but I was. Temple probably was too, okay? We knew everything. We go to Bible school, we knew it all. I mean, Doug, were you like that? No, you wasn't. No, Doug was there to learn, but I thought I knew it all. But I found out the older I got, how stupid I am. You know, there is so much to learn. So much. We haven't even scratched the surface of this. So I said that about, I thought I knew who those two men, I would be dogmatic and all. Yeah, I'm not so sure. But anyway, I do think it's Moses and Elijah. Anyway, so we see John the Baptist said so in Luke chapter number 3. Paul the Apostle said so, that Jesus is coming many times. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Peter said so. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, Peter declared Jesus is coming. James in James 5, 7 declared he's coming. Jude, the brother of Jesus, in Jude 14 and 15. Matter of fact, I heard, how many of y'all got the daily bread this morning? You did, okay, me and Teresa are doing it. If you read, I listened to it on the thing, and the fella who reads the thing, he said, turn with me to Jude chapter number 1, and I told Latrice. There ain't a Jude chapter number 1 because there ain't a Jude chapter number 2, you know? Anyway, for you young preachers who know it all, they're in the back there. Jude is not chapter number 1. It's just the book of Jude, verse number 14, 15. Matter of fact, Psalm, this is another neat thing, you young preachers, and we ain't got none here. We've all learned this. There, you don't say Psalm chapter number 23 or Psalm chapter number 50. Those are not chapters. Those are individual psalms. That's why we would say the 23rd Psalm, or Psalm 50, are you following? Anyway, so we see Jude 14 and 15, verse 14 and 15. Jude said that Jesus is coming.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.